T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox shortlist.
It seemed pretty clear he knew he was on a mic.
Yeah, nobody has fact-checked him yet.
That doesn't sound like an apology.
Said, where the Republicans go limp-wristed, where they lose their backbone.
On a heightened preparedness to deploy.
The president believes public health officials have the best guidance.
Pick up a weapon and get involved.
What a stupid son of a...
Yes, that did happen yesterday. In case you're just waking up and you had not heard that soundbite from President Biden. How about that? A little angry with Fox News reporter Peter Doocy.
Good thing he didn't tweet it and he just said it out loud.
The White House, somebody got fired for not cutting the mic a little sooner, I'm guessing. He did call and apologize. If you consider, hey, I didn't mean it, pal, an apology. That's pretty much what he said. Glad you're with us here. It is a Tuesday morning. We got lots to get to for you this hour. We're covering that story, obviously. We're trying to get a hold of Jackie Heinrich, who is also a White House correspondent for Fox News. And we reach out to those folks in the morning sometimes, and if their schedule allows, they'll join us here on the show. So stand by for that. We'll see if we can get her on here in just a couple of minutes. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to Mary Elizabeth Coleman. That debate over redistricting still raging down in Jeff City. And I don't know if they're going to come to any conclusion this week or not. There's a hearing today in the Missouri Senate. Caleb Rowden was supposed to be yesterday. They delayed it till today, where they're supposed to debate this map. And, of course, Bob Onder and Bill Eigel and others are challenging whether or not we can't somehow strengthen CD2 in this map that they're looking at. Obviously, some of them want a 7-1 map. Now it's 6 Republicans, 2 Democrats. The question is, what happens in Congressional District 2, where Ann Wagner is? Why they wouldn't try to strengthen that, I don't know. But it doesn't appear that they have in the current map. So we'll talk to Mary Elizabeth about that at the bottom of the hour here in just a minute. So I'm watching local news this morning. I look up and I see them doing a story on the fact that currently on Twitter, apparently... And you know what I think about Twitter. I really don't think a whole lot about it. It's a cesspool, right? Currently on Twitter, this is what's trending right now. The hashtag Bullschmidt, as in Attorney General Eric Schmidt. That's what's trending right now, they say, on Twitter. Now, the reason I find that fascinating is I will guarantee you that another thing that probably was trending on Twitter was FJB, right? Or Let's Go Brandon. But I don't remember the local news going to the trouble to remind you of that. But in this particular case, they need you to know that your attorney general is trending on Twitter. Well, you know what? I found 50 tweets.
That's a trend?
50. When you type that into Twitter, which is what I was doing as I was speaking to you right then, all you come back with is 50 tweets where somebody has put that hashtag on there who's upset over the fact that Eric Schmidt is suing school districts over their COVID policies and their masking policies. Fox 2 has the story this morning that Kirkwood is extending their mask mandate for schools. They voted 7-0 to extend it anyway in the face of lawsuits against Kirkwood and 8 other school districts for their mandates that are already in place, which brought the total to 45 districts across the state. Well, Eric Schmidt's not backing down, and good for him, because they're ineffective. There's zero medical evidence. Show me the medical evidence where a mask has made a difference.
And there's actually more studies that are coming about how harmful they are for children.
Thank you.
As far as, I mean, mental health issues and other things, learning.
Right. Which is why Eric Schmidt hasn't backed down. I mean, he's pointed out a number of times that it is damaging to their mental health and a lot of other things, and it's not effective in preventing the transmission of this virus. There's no evidence of that. In schools where they've had mask mandates, the numbers of cases have been higher than in schools where the masks are optional. So why are they doing it? That's the question you have to ask. Mm-hmm. And that's where it gets down to the politics. They want to try to make their liberal case, particularly in Kirkwood, that they know better than, you know, medical science, clearly. This is what they're going to do. I mean, it's like going to the grocery store. I go to the grocery store now, and I know I've made this point in the past, and so as have others, and there's a piece of plastic between me and the person who's checking me out. But they're touching all of my food as they scan it and then put it in the bag and hand it to me as I leave. Is that really preventing or me from getting whatever they've got or vice versa? Maybe they're just protecting. They think they're protecting their employee. I've touched all the food that they're now touching that I'm going to touch again when I put it in my pantry when I get home. That's the silliness that we've arrived at. And the local news does a story on that hashtag. And right now on Twitter, there are only 50 tweets that have that hashtag. So I would hardly say that qualifies as a story on the local news that's trend, unless you're trying to make a point. Because my guess is you didn't do that story when hashtag Let's Go Brandon was trending on Twitter with millions of retweets. Not 50. Honestly, there's a double standard here when it comes to this. Let me get to line one. Phil, good morning.
Hey, morning, Mark. Thanks for taking my call. What I just told your guy, your call
Frank,
stringer,
yeah.
I forget his Frank. Whose money are the school districts going to use to fight Eric Schmidt's lawsuits, which has already been proven by the Cole County judge? Unconstitutional, whatever you want to call it. It should not be in effect without the state legislature putting this into place, these mandates. Whose money are they going to spend to fight this?
The
taxpayer money.
That's right.
Yeah. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah. Phil, I appreciate the point. It's a good one. Now, Crystal Quaid, who's the minority leader down in Jeff City, is trying to wants to add funds to the budget to reimburse schools who defend themselves in court. I guess with her money? Oh, no, that would be taxpayer money, too. So your point is well taken. That just shows you how ridiculous this whole argument has gotten at this point. 314-241-9797. We may or may not hear from Jackie Heinrich of Fox coming up. We've requested her here about 22, 23 after the hour from the White House with reaction to what happened to Peter Ducey. If we don't get her, we are going to talk to Todd Pyro in the 7 o'clock hour this morning from Fox and Friends first. We've got 2A Tuesday, lots of Second Amendment stories to get to for you today. We're going to talk to Jared Halpern a little bit later about this situation that's going on around the country right now regarding the Ukraine. And Brandon Morse, deputy editor over at Red State. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Clearly a question that the president did not want to answer. And we should note, he was speaking on a microphone. He had just made remarks to the room for about 10 or so minutes on this competitive council that they have formed here at the White House, and it seemed pretty clear he knew he was on a mic, Jake.
Wow, even CNN admits that Biden screwed up yesterday. How about that? Even CNN saying, that was a Caitlin Collins from CNN saying he knew he was on a microphone. You know why he was mad? Because he holds this cabinet meeting on this new initiative that he's wanting to start. And nobody asked him any questions about the initiative. They only asked him about the Ukraine, because that's kind of a big deal right now. This is kind of a wag the dog moment, right? Where everybody in the country is focused on what's going on in the Ukraine. Well, the Biden administration should be happy about that, because what's going on in this country is a disaster. But he didn't like, for some reason, people not asking him about whatever they were trying to talk about. He didn't want to talk about, that's a stupid question. Are you waiting to see what Mr. Putin's next move is going to be? That's a stupid question, he asked. He said yesterday. So here's what they ought to be happy about. When people are focusing on, well, whether or not Russia is about to invade the Ukraine, just as the Olympics get started, they're not focusing on the fact that in the latest poll, only 19% of people approve of Joe Biden's performance and 50% of people strongly disapprove of Joe Biden's performance. That was a Rasmussen poll out yesterday. And I don't know if that's before or after his SOB comments to Peter Ducey. I mean, could you imagine? I mean, Peter Ducey was on there joking about it last night on Fox. Play the bite again, Carl, please.
Which one? The original one?
The original one, the Biden bite.
Will you take President Biden's face mask? Thank you. Do you think you place this in political liability?
That's a great asset. More inflation. What a stupid son of a bitch.
So Ducey comes on later, and he has a pretty funny take on the whole thing, I thought, during the five last night. Go ahead and play cut five.
I think the president's right. You are a stupid SOB.
Yeah, nobody has fact-checked him yet and said it's not true.
No one's given Pinocchios for that one.
Could you imagine if Donald Trump had referred to Jim Acosta that way? Acosta would walk out of the White House press briefing room in a neck brace and claim that he had somehow been assaulted by Donald Trump for calling it, this is a dangerous time in America. I saw where Rhino, former Republican Matt Walsh, remember that guy that used to be a congressman from Illinois, turned into a complete, never Trumper. Tweeted back in 2017 when Trump had said something mean to the media that, that's a step too far. He didn't call out any one person. He said something about the media being enemies of the people. That's disgraceful. That's a step too far. And somebody pulled that, found that tweet and retweeted it along with his tweet yesterday saying that, clearly Joe Biden thought he was off mic and we should ignore what he said about Peter Ducey. So the guy's completely, I had him on my show a few times back when I was on the weekends. And I don't know if I ever had him on the midday show or not. He'd pretty much turned tail at that point. I mean, at one point he was considered a fairly conservative Republican. I don't know if he had a stroke or what happened to him. The brainwave's clearly not working as well as they used to, for sure. Well, clearly we're not going to get in touch with Jackie Heinrich from Fox. I was hoping to get her on this morning, but regardless, we will get Todd Pyro coming up here at about 7:15, and he's with Fox and Friends First. I'm sure they were talking about this all morning. I mean, that's a stellar day in the life of a White House correspondent when you can get the sitting president to refer to you as an SOB. It really is. He's going to live in infamy for sure. Coming up, our friend Mary Elizabeth Coleman, state representative, will talk a little bit about the March for Life, which she attended last week, and this debate over redistricting that is raging in Jeff City. There's a Senate hearing later today. We'll keep you updated. Coming up. I have decided that I'm going to keep you informed on what's going on with this redistricting process. You need to know there's a hearing going on in the Senate today in Missouri. I don't know if there's anything the conservative caucus down there in the Senate can do about this map. I'll be honest with you. I think they're going to try, but they face an uphill battle with a lot of people who campaign conservatively and they legislate differently when they get to Jeff City. I can't explain it, but they are apparently trying to push through this 6-2 map that in just a couple of election cycles could have add a Democratic House member from the state of Missouri. And I don't understand why, but that's kind of where it's been. We've been talking a lot about it. And we'd be normally this time of the week on Tuesday mornings, former state senator John Lamping joins us. He's a little under the weather right now, not feeling well. So I ask State Representative Mary Elizabeth Coleman to phone in this morning from District 97. Mary Elizabeth, welcome in.
Hey, good morning. I hope I can sub well for John. I don't know. This is a high order.
Well, we appreciate you doing that on short notice. Thank you very much. That's fantastic. I know that you've been following this redistricting issue as well, albeit on the House side, and they had that vote to send this map over to the Senate. What's your take on this whole thing?
Well, listen, I think like many Missourians, I'm disappointed in the map that we have. One of the things you said, I heard, you know, you were saying, I don't know why we're doing this, why we don't seem to have the ability to try something different. And the only explanation that people keep saying is one that is a little hard to understand for me. They're saying, listen, if we don't do this in a way that the courts are going to accept it, the courts are going to redraw their map. And that's not what the law says. What the law says is pretty clear. There's a lot of precedent that they'll send the maps back to us if they, you know, if there's a challenge that's reasonable and legal. And so I don't understand. One of the things that happens sometimes is people will make statements who aren't lawyers, and they'll say, well, this is what the lawyers tell me. And I don't understand why we're negotiating against ourselves.
No, I would agree. So the challenge here, because these are congressional districts, would be from a federal court, correct? I mean, if somebody tried to challenge this, they wouldn't go to a Missouri court. They'd go straight to a federal court.
Yeah, that's right. That's my understanding. And maybe in their defense, they're conflating what happens with the commissions that draw the state Senate and state House maps
right.
with what happens with the congressional maps. So we have two very different systems, one for our federal office holders and one for our state office holders. And it's true that we will have a commission of judges now, appellate judges from across the state drawing our state Senate maps, because the committee that's a bipartisan committee wasn't able to get a map drawn for the state Senate. But that's just not how the system works for the congressional maps.
Well, I certainly hope that they will take a hard look at this. But again, I know there's a hearing that's supposed to got delayed yesterday that's supposed to be happening this morning. And I'm going to keep people up to date on it because it's important. It really is important. And I appreciate your point of view on that. It seemed like an easy fix to me.
Well, and I don't know whether it's easy or not. Somebody's always going to get angry, right? Jefferson County wants to be in one county. St. Charles County wants to be in one county. But it is doable. And that we've ended up with a map that is safer for Cleaver than it is for Wagner. We've done something wrong, right? Like, this is not the right approach. So I would love us to see a 7-1 map. I'm rooting for some changes in the Senate. And I'm hopeful that we'll be able to get that map back to the House where I can vote for it, because as it stands, I wouldn't be able to support it.
Yeah. We're talking to State Representative Mary Elizabeth Coleman from District 97. So I mentioned this a bit earlier. The local news this morning, specifically, I looked up to Channel 4 earlier, did an entire 30 or 40 second story on the fact that there's a hashtag trending on Twitter that says Bull Schmidt. It's obviously targeted at Attorney General Eric Schmidt, who is trying to get school districts to pay attention to him and stop these ridiculous mask mandates around the state. Now, I checked Twitter. There are only about 50 tweets. I don't know that makes a trend, but clearly they're on the attack against Eric Schmidt. What's your take on the way he's handled this so far and the mask mandates in local schools?
Well, I mean, I think that what's so frustrating is that you see all of this always happening just one direction and saying, you know, I checked out the hashtag this morning, too. I saw it as well. And it's just a handful of people. And what they're saying is that Eric Schmidt is wasting money enforcing the law in the state of Missouri. And what I don't understand is that's the job of the attorney general, is to enforce the law. And the Sunshine Law is. And the voting right, you know, the voting rules about how frequently these things have to come up are pretty clear in state statute. And so what I don't understand is, why are we not saying to all these school districts, why are you wasting taxpayer dollars on enforcing the law?
Yeah.
If you just followed the law, we wouldn't have all of these lawsuits. I filed suit against Fox earlier this year. They complied with what we wanted, and so I dropped the lawsuit. Then they've gone backwards and they put in a new mask mandate. The Sunshine Laws are pretty clear. You have to have regular meetings and you have to vote on these things in a consistent way. And we passed a bill last year in the legislature to address these kind of bureaucratic overreaches to say, no, the legislative bodies have to vote on it with, you know, certain frequency. They're just not doing it. So yeah. I just find it a little bit baffling why Eric enforcing the law is somehow a waste of taxpayer resources. I have a feeling if it was the other way around, we wouldn't hear this kind of rhetoric.
I think you're absolutely right. Mary Elizabeth, you spent some time in D.C. last week at the March for Life. What was the atmosphere like up there?
Well, I never miss it, and it was electric. I have never seen it quite like this. There's people were dancing, but, you know, it's a long walk. You stand in the cold, listen to some speakers, and then, you know, I think they said they think there are 120,000 people walk up Constitution Avenue, walk past the Supreme Court, and people were dancing when they got to the Supreme Court and cheering. It's a young crowd. It's an energetic crowd. And I think people are just really, really hopeful. This is an issue that people have been fighting for almost 50 years, 49 years. There's been the March for Life every year since this disastrous opinion. And I think people are feeling really hopeful that this is a year that it's going to change, and that the Supreme Court's going to do the right thing and overturn it.
Boy, I hope so. You know, you and that crowd were dangerously close to the Capitol building. Did you spot any insurrectionists up there?
You know, I didn't see anybody. You know, I understand that if you're protesting for something that's not liked, it's an insurrection. If you are protesting something that is popular and even burning down federal buildings, you're mostly peaceful. But
yes.
No, this I don't think by anyone's account was heard as a or covered as an insurrection.
Well put. I appreciate that. Mary Elizabeth Coleman, State Representative, District 97. Thanks for filling in on short notice this morning. We appreciate
it. Hey, thanks for having me. And hopefully we did John proud. I'm sure. I know you always do. But
well,
big shoes to fill.
Thank you very much. We will talk soon.
Okay, bye, Mark.
All right, take care. Thank you for taking some time out. She's busy. You might have heard the kids in the background there, and she gave us time this morning during her morning routine. I appreciate that. I really do. Coming up, we're going to get to In Other News with Denise Schaefer. You know what they did in Wentzville School District last night? They voted 7-0 as a board to get rid of some of this obnoxious pornography. These books, these outrageous books that are available to some children out there. Oh, wait till the left gets a hold of this one. We're going to talk more about that coming up here a little bit later in the show, but we'll get to Denise right after this.
Like Satan, but I am to them, so I try to forget it any way I can.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Well, what song were you playing there, Carl?
That was Rockin' in the Free World by Neil Young.
Well, that's ironic. I have a story about Neil Young.
Imagine that. What did he do this time?
Well, apparently he sent a letter to his management team that he wanted his music pulled from Spotify because Spotify is providing a platform for podcast host Joe Rogan to spread COVID misinformation.
Huh.
What he said, apparently, what Rolling Stone first reported it, and apparently wherever this they has been taken down, I don't know that doesn't mean that it didn't, you know, that he doesn't still want this to happen, but it said, you can have Joe Rogan or Young, but not both.
So I don't know how popular Neil Young is these days on Spotify.
He is number 775.
Yeah, thank you. So which way? Spotify's signed $100 million deal with Rogan.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way they're going to pay any attention to this unless other artists start joining him, which is probably what he's hoping for.
And he's Canadian.
Eh?
Beauty. And he's married to Daryl Hannah.
Who?
He is?
Yeah.
Yeah. No way.
Oh, yeah.
Neil Young is married to Daryl Hannah.
How old is Daryl Hannah?
Older than you would think, but not Neil Young old.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Sue. I appreciate that.
Yes.
Not
that.
Neil Young old.
I mean, not, you know.
It's one of the reasons that he and David Crosby don't talk anymore, because Crosby called her names.
Oh.
She is 61.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And how old is Neil Young?
Old 70s.
Yeah.
Interesting.
She definitely is older than I would have thought.
See what I mean? 76 is how old he is.
I think that this more sounds like Neil Young's trying to get some people to listen to him.
Yeah, you think?
Could be.
Not because he necessarily has, he probably does have an issue with Joe Rogan. I'm sure they're not on the same page by any stretch of the imagination, but just kind of funny. It's like, where did that come from?
You can have me or you can have Rogan.
I think they're doing pretty well with Joe Rogan and the numbers that Joe Rogan is bringing in. There was a stowaway that flew in a cargo plane's wheel well for 11 hours.
Whoa.
And survived. They landed, the flight took off from South Africa, and it was headed to Amsterdam. He was taken to a hospital, but appeared to be okay. He was from Kenya, and the military police have revealed since then he has applied for asylum, but 11 hours in a wheel hub?
So,
I just can't even imagine wanting to get away from someplace so bad you're willing to do that.
No kidding. Think about that.
Yeah.
For all the people complaining about America, this guy was willing to climb inside of an airplane wheel hub and fly 11 hours at 30,000 feet to get away from his environment. Yeah.
And I don't know how you survive that, but I mean, he's okay, but that is just
nuts.
Yeah,
that surprised me. The results of the 2022 Baseball Hall of Fame class are going to be revealed tonight on the MLB Network. And I know there's lots of, like, percentages of what all these people have to get. And I'm not going to get into the weeds about how they get chosen for the Hall of Fame. But they're really it's really looking like there could be one, but even possibly none.
Yeah. David Ortiz.
David Ortiz. And this is his first time on the ballot. And he's the most likely to be entered into the Hall of Fame. Now, this is Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens' 10th and final time.
Yep.
They're the other closest to getting like to that 75% threshold, but they could even fall under it.
That's why they haven't made it in.
Yes.
They're the steroid people.
I'm guessing Pete Rose is
still not in. And then Scott Rowland
is on the list. Yeah,
but he's probably not. Make
Kurt
it
Schilling, but Kurt Schilling made news a while back saying that he wanted to be taken off of consideration for being part of the Baseball Hall of Fame. But
what a shame.
Yeah. Kansas City Chiefs merchandise. We were talking to Tom about this yesterday and again today. Of course, they have taken off with the whole Grim Reaper thing. So there is merchandise being made with "When It's Grim, Be the Grim Reaper," which was what Coach Andy Reid said to Patrick Mahomes with only 13 seconds left on the clock. And the other thing that's kind of made, you're going to be seeing a lot of the merchandise is KC can make 13 seconds feel like it's too much time. I love it. I mean, everything about that game just has everybody talking about it, which is exciting. And, you know, being Chiefs fan myself, I just love all of this. So I'm excited for this game next weekend and that they're, you know, this the whole 13 seconds.
Wonder.
It is the meme everywhere, this whole 13 seconds.
It's true. Yeah. In many different forms, for sure.
That's true.
We can't talk about on the radio, for sure. All right. Good job, Denise. Thank you for that. Hey, coming up, we'll talk to Todd Pyro of Fox and Friends first. See if he wants to join that exclusive club of Fox News correspondents and get cursed out by the president. Mark Walters in on 2A Tuesday at about 7:37. We'll be back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.